Here's your fair value brief for Saturday, July 18, 2026. Oil prices just rewrote the Fed's playbook and your budget. Brent crude surged 4.6% to $88.10 a barrel Friday, after tensions in the Strait of Hormuz flared up, shutting down a key oil choke point. That's pushing gasoline prices higher and slashing hopes for a September Fed rate cut to almost zero. Meanwhile, semiconductor stocks kept sliding. NVIDIA dropped another 2.2% after China's new open-source AI model matched U.S. performance, raising doubts about the chip industry's trillion-dollar spending spree. And in crypto, Bitcoin held steady near $64,000, but Ethereum climbed 3.2% this week as big players piled into tokenized real-world assets, now nearing $33.5 billion on-chain. Now, to the big story. $88 oil is forcing the Fed's hand and reshaping your wallet. The Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed. Oil prices are spiking, and the Federal Reserve's carefully laid plans for rate cuts? They're now facing an inflationary shock with no easy way out. Brent crude's leap to $88.10 isn't just another price swing. It's a turning point. Here's how it plays out. First, a critical choke point shuts down. Iran's Revolutionary Guard reported two oil tankers hitting mines Friday, bringing traffic through the Strait of Hormuz to a halt. This narrow passage handles one-fifth of the world's oil trade, and unlike past disruptions, traders now expect weeks of delays, not days, as Tehran reinforces its blockade. The immediate fallout? Gasoline prices are rising fast. With Brent at $88, the U.S. average for regular unleaded, now at $4 a gallon, could climb to $4.20 or even $4.40 within 2 weeks. That's an extra $20 to $30 every time you fill up an SUV. Then there's the Fed's credibility test. After years of fighting inflation, easing policy now would undercut all that progress. Bond markets agree. The 10-year Treasury yield stayed at 4.57%, while the 2-year yield held at 4.16%, both signaling that traders aren't betting on a September rate cut anymore. And stocks? They're pulling back. Higher yields make future earnings less valuable, dragging the NASDAQ down 1.5% Friday and nearly 6% for July so far. But the bigger issue is escalating tensions. U.S.-Iran clashes intensified after American airstrikes hit Iranian supply lines, and with Tehran showing no signs of backing down, we could be looking at higher oil prices and stubborn inflation for months. Here's what to watch. If Brent crude stays above $85 for 2 more weeks, the Fed's September meeting will likely end with no rate cut. If the 10-year Treasury yield breaks 4.75%, stocks could face steeper declines. And if the national gasoline average hits $4.50, consumer spending, the backbone of the U.S. economy, starts to weaken. Now, here's what's going on today. Oil surge is overshadowing everything else. Markets wrapped up Friday with mixed signals. Energy-driven inflation fears dominated, while crypto and AI quietly made moves. Oil's grip on risk assets tightened as Brent jumped 4.6% and WTI rose 4.5%. This wasn't just about supply worries, it rewrote the inflation outlook. With no tanker traffic moving through the Strait of Hormuz Friday, and Iran deploying more missiles, the ripple effects were clear. Gold rose 0.68% to $4,013 as investors sought safety. Energy stocks led gains, and utilities edged higher as traders turned defensive. Tech, though, saw a targeted sell-off. The NASDAQ's 1.5% drop Friday and 5.9% decline for the month wasn't broad. It centered on semiconductors. NVIDIA fell 2.2%, TSMC dropped 2.8%, and AMD slipped 1% after China's moonshot AI unveiled Kimi K3, an open-source model that matches U.S. AI performance at a lower cost. That's calling into question whether the sector's massive spending on growth will pay off. Meanwhile, in crypto, Bitcoin and Ethereum showed little price movement Friday, but adoption accelerated behind the scenes. Visa rolled out a stablecoin settlement platform for 15,000 banks and 200 million merchants, and tokenized real-world assets on-chain hit $33.5 billion, triple last year's total. The dollar edged higher, but the real action was in cross-currencies. The yen fell to a 24-year low of 162.35 against the dollar, while the euro slipped 0.22% to 1.1446 as energy costs weighed on the currency. This weekend, keep an eye on two things. Oil futures. If Brent holds above $90, U.S. gasoline could rise 10 to 15 cents per gallon by Monday, and crypto activity. Ethereum's 24-hour volume hit $29.6 billion, 12% above its weekly average, pointing to strong institutional interest even as prices stay flat. Now, the big picture. Oil, AI, and crypto, three markets, one driving force. The global economy is sending three conflicting signals right now. Oil is warning of inflation, tech is facing a valuation reckoning, and crypto is quietly building institutional infrastructure. The unifying thread? Energy-driven macro volatility. First, oil's inflation comeback. Brent's 15.9% weekly surge to $88.10, and WTI's 15.5% jump to $82.49, marked the sharpest rally since Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. The trigger? U.S.-Iran tensions escalated Friday when Iran's Revolutionary Guard reported two tankers hitting mines in the Strait of Hormuz, halting all traffic through the world's most critical oil choke point. This isn't just a regional conflict. It's a policy crisis for the federal energy, makes up 15% of the CPI basket, and $88 Brent could push headline inflation up by about 0.7% within a month. Then there's tech's AI valuation reset. The Nasdaq's 1.5% drop Friday was led by semiconductors after China's moonshot AI released Kimi K3, a 2.8 trillion parameter open source model that matches US AI performance at a fraction of the cost. That's a direct challenge to the narrative of unmatched American dominance and the trillion-dollar investments behind it. And in crypto, while Bitcoin and Ethereum traded flat Friday, the infrastructure kept growing. Visa's new stablecoin platform connects 15,000 banks to digital asset settlement, and tokenized real-world assets on-chain reached $33.5 billion, up from $11 billion a year ago. Next week's turning points? If Brent crude hits $90, a September Fed rate cut becomes unlikely, and every word from Fed officials on inflation tolerance will be scrutinized. Around the world, the Strait of Hormuz closure is rattling markets. The Strait of Hormuz, a 21-mile waterway carrying 20% of global oil trade and 25% of liquefied natural gas exports, is effectively closed after Iran's Revolutionary Guard reported two tankers hitting mines Friday and stopped four others. The U.S. responded with airstrikes on Iranian bridges, setting the stage for a prolonged standoff with three immediate effects. First, oil prices are climbing. Brent's 4.6% jump to $88.10 is likely just the start. The last full closure, in 2019, sent prices 20% higher in 30 days. Today's risks are even greater. Saudi Arabia's main export route is blocked, and Iraq's Basra terminal, handling 3.4 million barrels a day, faces disruptions. Second, the dollar is strengthening as safety demand rises. Geopolitical shocks usually lift U.S. treasuries and the dollar. While the DXY index barely moved Friday, emerging market currencies took a hit. The Indian rupee fell 0.3% against the dollar, its worst week in months, and the South African rand dropped 0.8% as higher energy import costs strained the trade deficit. And third, China is securing energy and tech alternatives. As Washington and Tehran trade strikes, Beijing is locking in backups. CNOOC signed a 20-year LNG deal with Qatar, avoiding the Strait of Hormuz entirely, and Moonshot AI released Kimi K3, an open-source model that challenges U.S. chipmakers. The risks ahead are serious. Iranian missile strikes on Saudi Aramco's Abqaiq facility could send oil to $120 overnight, and U.S. sanctions on Iran's central bank might trigger a collapse of the rial. The bigger picture? This isn't just a Middle East flare-up. It's a global energy shock with a currency war brewing underneath. Now, let's look at the companies in focus. Who's winning and losing in an $88 oil, AI-disrupted economy? Netflix shares fell 7.3% to $68.95 after Q2 earnings showed slower subscriber growth in North America and Europe, blamed on password-sharing crackdowns and TikTok competition. Meta, though, is pivoting its massive data centers into a potential revenue stream. The company plans to lease excess AI compute capacity from its Louisiana facilities, turning a cost center into a profit driver as demand for infrastructure soars. SpaceX is in talks with the Pentagon for a multi-billion-dollar contract to provide data center capacity for AI applications, expanding its role from rockets into defense contracting. AI chip startup Etched is nearing a $20 billion valuation, with Sequoia leading a separate $10 billion funding round. Its chips focus on AI inference, not training, potentially undercutting NVIDIA in the fastest-growing segment. Walmart's $15 billion tech shift is getting a leadership shakeup. COO Kieran Shanahan's exit signals a restructuring as the retailer battles rising theft, shrinking margins, and Amazon's grocery push. The priority now? AI-driven inventory and automated stores. Uber's $14.8 billion acquisition of Germany's Delivery Hero creates a global food delivery duopoly with DoorDash, controlling about 40% of the U.S. market and 60% in Europe. ABB's $5.6 billion purchase of UK-based Rotorque targets two long-term trends: data center cooling, vital for AI workloads, and water infrastructure as droughts worsen. And in Colombia, state-owned Ecopetrol shut down pipelines after a Friday ransomware attack. The timing is critical. Colombia exports 600,000 barrels a day, mostly to the U.S. From Washington, the Fed's rate cut plans are clashing with oil-driven inflation. The Federal Reserve's planned September rate cut, once seen as likely, now faces serious doubt as oil prices surge and Fed officials strike a hawkish tone. Dallas Fed President Lori Logan, a voter this year, said, "One month of inflation relief isn't enough. Now is the time to complete the task of restoring price stability." Translation: no September cut. Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack, another voter, echoed that, saying inflation remains too high and the labor market is near full employment. Bond markets are betting on Fed inaction. The 10-year Treasury yield stayed at 4.57%, the 2-year held at 4.16%, and Fed funds futures now show just a 13% chance of a July hike, with September cut odds shrinking fast. For households, that means mortgages stay expensive. The average 30-year fixed rate is 6.55%, and tech stocks, which rely on low rates for their valuations, face further pressure. And then there are Trump's tariffs. New 25% tariffs on Brazilian imports and threatened 100% tariffs on Chinese EVs add another layer of price increases, complicating the Fed's job even more. The dilemma is clear: cut rates with oil at $88 and risk reigniting inflation, or hold rates as growth slows and risk a recession. Now, let's go under the hood. Here's how $88 oil ripples through the economy and your wallet. Brent crude's 4.6% surge to $88.10 isn't just a commodity move. It's a macro shockwave with six key transmission channels. First, oil pushes gasoline prices higher, which flows into CPI within 1 to 2 weeks. At $88, Brent translates to about $4.20 a gallon at the pump, up from $4 now. Gasoline makes up about 5% of the CPI basket, so a 10% increase at the pump adds roughly 0.5% to headline inflation in a month. Second, higher CPI forces the Fed's hand on yields within 2 to 4 weeks. With inflation moving further from the 2% target, the Fed is less likely to cut. Fed funds futures now price a 0% chance of a September cut, down from 60% last week. Third, higher yields hit stock valuations immediately. The Nasdaq's 28 times price-to-earnings multiple becomes harder to justify when Treasury yields rise. Fourth, yields keep housing expensive over the next 3 to 6 months. The average 30-year mortgage rate, at 6.55%, stays elevated, delaying any housing recovery. Fifth, oil cuts into consumer spending within 4 to 8 weeks. At $4.20 a gallon, the average household spends about $50 more a month on gas. And sixth, geopolitics strengthens the dollar, pressuring emerging markets on an ongoing basis. The DXY index rose to 100.75 as the oil shock lifted the dollar, making imports more expensive for countries like India, Turkey, and South Africa. The core question now: will the Fed call this inflation transitory and cut rates anyway, or pause to preserve its credibility? Watch two key data points next week: July 31 Estes PCE inflation report, the Fed's preferred measure, and August 1 Estes ISM manufacturing data, which will show how oil's impact is spreading through the economy. Finally, here's what's worth learning today. Inflation, intuitively. We're still waiting on yesterday's GBP GDP results, so no update on the prediction question yet. But here's what you need to know about inflation, because it's not abstract. It's the erosion of your money's purchasing power, and it's playing out at gas pumps across the country right now. Here's the basics. Last month, filling your tank cost $50. Today, it's $55. That's inflation, the same goods costing more over time. So who wins when prices climb? Borrowers, for one. If you've got a fixed-rate 3% mortgage and inflation hits 4%, your real cost is shrinking. Commodity producers win too. Oil companies, gold miners, farmers, their products become more valuable. Who loses? Savers. If your bank account earns 0.5% but inflation is 4%, you're losing 3.5% a year in real terms. Fixed-income retirees get squeezed too. A $3,000 monthly pension buys less when groceries cost 10% more. The Fed hates surprises, and an oil spike to $88 in a day is a big one. If they cut rates now, they risk pushing oil even higher. A weaker dollar lifts commodity prices. If they hike, they risk a recession. But they would crush inflation. For your wallet, it depends where your money is. Savings? With inflation at 3.3% and high-yield accounts at 5%, you're ahead if you're in the right account. Debt? Fixed-rate loans mean inflation is your ally. Shopping for a new loan? It's your enemy because rates stay high. That's Concept 8 of 83 in the Fair Value course. Here's what to watch next week. Monday, July 21st, earnings from Alphabet and General Motors. Tuesday, July 22nd, Tesla and AT&T report. Wednesday, July 23rd, Intel and Lockheed Martin earnings. Thursday, July 24th, Verizon and American Airlines. And Friday, July 25th, flash PMI data for the US, Eurozone, and UK, our first look at July's economic momentum. Stay sharp out there. We'll be back Monday.